Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
I'm wide awake.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about health and wellness and specifically your journey through cancer. My guest is Jean Levitt, and she is here representing the boutique at the Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center in clinical affiliation with the South Shore Hospital, a nonprofit organization located at 101 Columbian Street. They are on the second floor, and that is in South Weymouth. The boutique specializes in supporting women through their journeys with cancer during treatment, recovery, and beyond. Their services include fittings for post-mastectomy, mastectomy, lumpectomy, and reconstruction surgeries, as well as wig fittings. Jean Levitt, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Nicole. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you are a pleasure. I came to visit you at the boutique,
yes.
And you ladies are doing a wonderful, wonderful thing.
I believe we are.
We know you are.
It's quite rewarding as well.
Exactly. Now, how long has the boutique been open, and why is it important to you to support the boutique's mission?
The boutique opened actually in October of 2009. At that time, I was a 13-year survivor. I'm a 20-year survivor now,
mm-hmm.
breast cancer. And it was important to me that women have a special place where they could come and purchase their products, because these products are delicate and sensitive.
Yes.
And so with that in mind, we wanted to have a very warm and welcoming atmosphere for them, and we wanted them to feel like they were being treated with dignity and compassion.
And respect.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So important at a critical time.
Yes. Yes. Because you're going through emotional and physical changes, and it's very emotional.
Very emotional.
Now, what were some of the challenges that you were experiencing when you first opened the boutique? Because you've gone through a lot of challenges.
We have. We had several challenges. One in particular was getting the word out so that people would know where we were, because we do not have a physical location. We're on the second floor of the Cancer Center Boutique.
Yeah.
So
you're not
a single
location by itself. Yes.
Exactly. So we needed to do marketing. We had ads in the paper. We had open houses. We did everything we could to get the public to know,
mm-hmm.
and we're still doing that. There's still so many people that don't know where we're located.
Well, I'm very proud to be supporting you here today, because now a lot of people are going to know where you're located.
I think that's awesome, and I'm really appreciative, and I know everybody else will be as well.
Now, what is the Joint Commission? I read a little bit about that.
The Joint Commission is probably, I believe, one of 10 organizations who represent Medicare.
Mm.
So in order for us to do billing, we needed a Medicare number.
Yes.
And in order to get that number, we needed Joint Commission not necessarily Joint Commission
mm-hmm.
accreditation, because other organizations will do that. But the hospitals, and most of the hospitals around, have Joint Commission accreditation
mm-hmm.
because they are the gold seal. Accreditation.
So it's the
best.
Yes, and it's accredited and certified by the Joint Commission,
exactly.
Which is very important.
Very important.
Okay.
It may not mean a lot to the average person, but it means a lot to us.
Yes, because you're helping more clients.
We have very strict standards that we have to follow, not only the Medicare standards, but Joint Commission standards as well.
Okay.
So we go beyond what we would normally do.
Yes, and I want to correct myself, because when you see people come into your boutique, and it's the cancer boutique, but it's really called the boutique.
Right.
They're patients. They're not really clients. They're not customers. They are really patients that come and visit you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I found was interesting is the affiliations and the certifications that you and Pamela Lepore both have, which is the ABC American Breast Care. And you are also CMF, which is Certified Mastectomy Fitter.
Correct.
Tell me about those certifications.
I received my certification from the American Board for Certification in Orthotics and Prosthetics back in, almost 20 years ago.
Ah, okay.
And Pam received her certification from the Board of Certification Accreditations.
Mm-hmm.
So we both have to get credits in order to maintain our certification by attending seminars and fitting classes for mastectomy.
Which is great anyway, because you want to keep aware and on top of any new things that are happening.
Correct.
Because that way you can share that information with the patients that come in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you accept most major insurance plans. Is that correct?
We accept Medicare and most private insurance plans.
Okay.
Which is a big thing.
Okay.
Medicare.
Okay. And the Medicare, there are people generally surprised.
Some are. Women who have had mastectomies probably wouldn't be that surprised, but women who have had lumpectomies and are in need of a partial breast form, or women who have had reconstruction and things can go wrong with reconstruction, sometimes they will need, in addition to their reconstruction, a partial breast form as well, or forms if they're bilateral.
What is bilateral?
Both sides.
Ah, okay. All right. And so, because I think once you are sort diagnosed with breast cancer, I guess there's a process where you start researching your medical insurance and you do find out some of these things. But for somebody like me, I was pleasantly surprised that these types of things were covered.
They are covered.
It's kind of a godsend. You need a little bit of help with the financial piece of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There is a 1998 Women's Rights Act that came into being, where insurance companies have to pay for mastectomy products and or reconstruction.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So that was a huge.
Yeah, back in 98.
1998.
Mm. Exactly. And you were diagnosed when?
In 98.
98. Exactly when that,
when that came about.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, so generally speaking, the typical reimbursements are partial.
The typical reimbursements will depend on the patient's covered benefits and the insurance company's prevailing rates.
Okay.
So that makes a difference.
Okay. So you really have to dive into it. You have to research it. You have to call up your medical provider and do a little bit of due diligence and get some information.
That's what we recommend to our patients, that they contact their insurance companies to make sure that they're getting the proper coverage. The benefits are covered.
Yes, and
which
you can.
They are.
And you can help them through that process. Is that right?
We generally ask them to call, because it saves a lot of time. If they call, they hear it exactly the way it's being said, not through another person. And it makes it much easier for us, because we would be on the phone all day long.
Exactly.
If that were the case.
And you need to be doing the important things of fitting. But with the claims, are you able to help them with the claims?
Yes. For Medicare, we have a third-party biller at the moment who does our claims for us. We have to send them the information, of course, and we collect all that information when the person comes in, insurance and personal as well. Okay. And then the claim, and the private insurance companies too, like Blue Cross and Hobbit mm-hmm. Pilgrim and a couple Cigna and a few others. We also take that insurance and we will fill out the third party biller fills out the claim and sends it on to the insurance company. Okay. Now with Medicare, that will go on to the secondary if that person has secondary.
Oh.
For instance, Medicare and Blue Cross Blue Shield. Okay. So Medicare takes care of their portion. And then they'll forward it to the insurance company,
okay.
the secondary.
All right. Well, we do have to go to a quick break. But
okay.
before we go, what are some of the things that your patients absolutely love about visiting the boutique?
There are a lot of things that our patients love visiting about the boutique. But I think the most important one is that they are able to come into the boutique and receive the care that they need without going anywhere else. So we call it the circle of care.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break. My guest is Jean Levitt, and you can go to southshorehospital.org/theboutique for more information. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court. Using mediation and collaborative law, couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. What a beautiful song.
Beautiful.
That is just gorgeous. That is Fergie. So she's part of the Black Eyed Peas.
Right.
And she was in a band called Wild Orchid. Yeah, just a beautiful song. Beautiful. I've been listening to it for nonstop for weeks, just leading up to today. Now, I want to mention, if a woman has gone through chemotherapy, most likely she has experienced some type of hair loss. So what would you like to share in regards to the synthetic wigs that you carry, as well as the, you know, you can get both kinds. You can get right. human hair or synthetic.
Right. When a woman is going through chemotherapy, she most likely will lose her hair, especially if she's breast cancer, being treated for breast cancer. Although there are other types of cancers where women lose their hair.
So why is
that? So synthetic.
Why is that?
It's the drugs. It's the drugs that are being used.
The specific chemo.
Exactly.
Okay.
The combination of drugs.
Okay.
So we carry a beautiful selection of synthetic wigs. We can also get the human hair, but I will tell you that most women prefer, and so do we, the synthetic hair because it's easy to take care of.
Oh.
Now, if you're going through chemotherapy, the last thing you want to do is worry about your hair.
Yes.
And with the synthetic wigs, it's just a quick wash every 10 to 12 wearings, and then it dries on a wig stand, and then you put it on and comb it. And we give our patients all the instructions on how to care for their wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Human hair is just like taking care of your own hair.
Oh.
So it will require work. But there are some women who definitely want, the younger girls sometimes will want the human hair.
And it's more expensive.
It's much more expensive. And again, wigs are covered. In Massachusetts, Massachusetts, private insurance companies will pay for the wigs.
Okay.
The coverage depends on how much they will pay.
Yes. The personal coverage that you have.
The patient's personal coverage.
Mm-hmm.
However, Medicare does not pay for wigs, which is very unfortunate.
So the synthetics are much more cost-efficient way to go.
They are.
And frankly, they're less
much easier to take care of.
Much easier to take care of.
Very much so.
Now, you do provide post-mastectomy fittings and products
right.
With a medical-grade self-adhesive back layer, which is fantastic. I saw the product. It looks and feels like a real breast.
It does.
And it sticks to your body.
It sticks to the chest wall because of the medical grade self-adhesive back layer.
Okay.
And how does it stay that way? Well, it has to be cleaned with a special brush and the breast form wash that the company provides. As long as that's kept clean, it will stick. If you don't keep it clean, it will no longer stick to the body because of the oils and acidity that are in your body.
In your skin. Yeah. So it's, how do you say the name?
Amona.
Amona, okay,
yes,
is the brand name.
Is the brand that we carry. And we also carry a variety of shapes and styles in breast forms.
Okay.
Normally they're called prostheses, prostheses if you're getting two.
Yes.
But I like to say breast forms because I think it sounds much nicer.
Oh, yes. And really you want to take care of it because you want it to last the full life, which is about 2 years.
2 year warranty from the manufacturer. And Medicare will allow a breast form every 2 years. Some of the other insurance companies, again, it depends on the covered benefits, how many they can have, how many bras they can have.
Mm.
So, but Medicare does allow a breast form every 2 years.
Okay. And now you can offer that type.
Yes.
But you can also offer the type that is a partial that fits inside of your bra.
Well, there's a full form that goes into a mastectomy bra. And also the partials will fit into a mastectomy bra as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to assess the patient when they come in.
Mm-hmm.
They tell us they've had a mastectomy. Then we know what we're looking for, a full form.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all silicone, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks and feels real and replaces the weight for them as well, which
I love
is very
that
important.
Because it feels like it's your real breast because
exactly
of the weight.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's so there's partial silicone breast forms.
Right.
For lumpectomy.
Right.
And then there's full silicone breast forms.
For mastectomies.
Okay. And that is a single breast or bilateral, which means both breasts.
Exactly.
Okay. I am learning so much. I hope I never have to go through this.
I hope you don't.
I know there's lots of statistics out there.
Yes.
You know, you can find whatever statistics you want to find.
Exactly.
But really, the purpose of today is to let everyone know that you exist.
Right.
And
I
you
love
are
that.
There. And it's a beautiful boutique.
It is beautiful.
And it's, you know, I purchased a facial scrub when I came to visit you. So you have other beautiful jewelry items.
We do.
You have all of the ribbons.
Scarves.
Lots of different
we
things.
We had head coverings, the turbans,
yes.
and
yeah.
scarves for the women to wear. In addition, we have the hat with the hair attached to it, which is synthetic as well.
I love that.
Great for women who have children going to the soccer game or
skiing. What you know,
going
what
to the market, just put the baseball hat on with the hair coming down, and it's really great and much cooler in the summer as well.
Okay, so really it's an entire service that you provide.
It is.
You're helping them from every aspect of their
needs.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Jean Levitt. She is with, or you can go to southshorehospital.org/theboutique. And frankly, you can Google South Shore Hospital and the boutique, and the link will come up. So I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. That was such a beautiful song by George Michael. So now over the break, we were talking about some instances where you can have your lumpectomy and then they may have to go back a second time. Why would they have to go back a second time?
They will go back to get clean margins because sometimes on the first surgery they don't. They don't know that until it's tested in the lab. So the patient goes back in for re-excision, and sometimes the first lumpectomy that's performed, now the second one makes the shape of the woman's breast a little bit different.
Yes.
And so her bras don't fit
the same. Okay. Right. So that's where you can get the partial symmetry shapers.
To give them symmetry.
Okay. Right. All right.
That's our object, is to, when we fit women, not only are we fitting them with the proper form, but we want to make sure that they're symmetrical. Mm. That is a must.
Okay.
So one can't be up and one can't be down.
Okay. All
they
right.
need to be even.
Okay. Lift those gals together.
Right. Lift them up.
We're going to be bosom buddies by the end of this show, aren't we? Right?
Sure.
I'm already feeling that. Now, you are so compassionate with the patients that come in. You know, it's important to you. It's because they need it, right?
Absolutely. When they come in after being diagnosed, some of the women have trouble even coming into the boutique.
Yes.
Some are fearful. It's overwhelming, totally overwhelming. Mm. And I know I've been there. I know how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
So some will come in and they'll cry and we'll sit and cry with them.
Yeah.
We want them to know that we're there to help them in any way that we can.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Not to be anxious, not to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to comfort them in any way that we can.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Okay. And you have that beautiful, it's so warm and welcoming. And you've got that beautiful fitting room that is just gorgeous and soothing. And you feel like you're being really taken care of.
That's what we wanted.
You know, like queen of the day.
Yeah.
It's all about you and how, because I know that when you feel good on the inside, you feel good on the outside.
That's right.
But I also believe when you can feel, you know, look good on the outside, you will feel better on the inside.
That's right.
They go hand in hand.
Look good, feel better.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when did you anticipate that you would start to see the patients come through your door? Because I don't think it was as early as diagnosis, was it?
It generally is at time of diagnosis that they come to us.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of it all, though, it's important for people to know that they can come and we can do something for them.
Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
During. You know, pre-surgery,
right.
During the process, during chemotherapy, post-surgery.
Yes.
All of the above, you are there to support.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes,
now, there are other businesses out there within hospitals that are providing wigs and prosthesis or breast forms.
Are they? There are a few independent people in our community who do mastectomy products and wigs. There's room for all of us.
There's no one providing the exceptional service that you are providing. And you can't get that personal service online.
No.
You can't get a computer.
You cannot.
And a keyboard.
No.
You can't.
No. You need to be measured.
Yes.
You need to have the correct size form.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't personally been to the other places that provide mastectomy products or wigs. I only know what I want our place to be like.
Yes.
And that's what I strive for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The compassion.
Now, they can come anytime, but is there an ideal time to come and visit?
No, not really.
We
like to have appointments. We like to schedule appointments. And we are open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone can come and see us. It doesn't have to be patients in our cancer center.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can
come. So if you know someone that is going through it and you want to support that person, you can come visit?
Yes.
And sort of, you know, give that little pre, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't even know how you'd call that, but but sort of come and visit and scope it out so that you can share.
Absolutely.
Your experience with your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we talked about the symmetry and how you want to balance out any unevenness. But beyond changing your physical appearance, again, that's going to help you emotionally.
Absolutely. What it does is it makes you feel whole again.
Ah.
And there's no better feeling for a woman who's had a mastectomy to feel whole again.
Yes. And I thought about this too. You're not a less of a person.
No.
If you are missing a breast or a uterus or a limb, for that matter, you are not a less of a person. It's just different.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not defined by the loss of my breast.
Yes.
That does not define who I am.
Yes. And I love how your eyebrow goes up when you talk. You're so passionate about it. Now, there are also camisoles.
Yes.
Tell me about these camisoles that help after the surgery.
Camisoles can be given out within 48 hours of surgery. They have little drain management pockets for the drain bulbs to fit into.
Okay.
However, we have Jackie jackets that we give to our patients.
Jackie jackets.
Yes, and that is has pockets for the drains to fit into. It looks like a jacket. It's very soft.
Okay. It was very soft.
Very soft. And the women really like it because it's a temporary jacket that you're wearing. I mean, it's not like a heavy jacket. It's a very lightweight
jacket. It's like a sweater.
Yeah.
Almost.
You can go anywhere with it.
It might even be fleece. Is it fleece?
It's very soft.
Yeah.
Not necessarily fleece, but very soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so, and why is it called a Jackie jacket?
That's the person who invented it.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Jackie.
Okay.
Jackie.
Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We've got to go to one last quick break. My guest is Jean Levitt, and you can, again, go to southshorehospital.org/theboutique for more information. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
People get ready for
are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And I just want to mention that was Eva Cassidy. People get ready. She is a beautiful soul. She's an angel now. And yeah, I've been buying all of her songs. So, this is our last segment. It's going to go by fast. I do want to ask you, beyond your location and the products that you carry, what do you want the listener to know about the service that you're providing at the boutique?
That we're very compassionate. We spend a lot of time with our patients, try to make them feel relaxed because they're quite nervous when they come in.
Mm.
So having them feel relaxed, we go through the whole process, the whole fitting process, so they know what to expect.
Yeah,
because that's part of it, not knowing.
And really, you're just providing that very safe, calm, supportive environment.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's important.
Now, the dressing room is beautiful.
It is.
What do you want to say about, what do you see in the women's eyes and in their energy when they walk into that room?
Well, the fact that it's not a clinical environment makes a world of difference.
Yes.
And we had that in mind when we got the fitting room together, which
we
needed
sterile.
To do. It's not sterile.
It's beautifully decorated.
It's comfortable and warm and inviting.
Mm-hmm.
And people will relax.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. That they feel comfortable in there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful mirrors.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people do go to Boston.
Yes, they do.
Are you seeing a lot of people come to the boutique because they found you and they're like, oh my God, thank God I found you. Now I don't have to drive into Boston anymore.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes,
because you're convenient.
We're very convenient. We have free parking.
Free.
We also have valet parking.
I think that's fantastic.
It
I
is.
Hope it stays. Knock on wood. I hope
I
that
hope
free parking stays. But yeah, it's
you don't
it's
have
a
the drive.
No, it's an easy garage.
Easy.
Go to the second floor. You see your little boutique.
The little bridge, the Bridge of Hope. You come over the Bridge of Hope.
The Bridge of Hope.
Uh-huh.
Aww.
Right into
is that what it's really called?
The Bridge of Hope.
Aww.
Come right into our area. And
yes.
There we are.
And there you are.
Yeah.
And it's a boutique. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's not a gift shop. I mean, we have jewelry. We have scarves.
Mm-hmm.
We have the turbans. And we also carry swimsuits.
Yes.
With a pocket in it for women who need the form to fit into a
that's right
swimwear, but they're for everyone. They're not just for mastectomies. Anybody can wear.
Well, you have beautiful things in there.
Yes, we do.
You know, the scarves can be for anyone. The shawls that you have, those types of things.
Yeah.
Now you are open to the public.
Right.
However, when you are scheduling a fitting, you need to have an appointment.
Yes.
Otherwise,
we prefer it that way. We can put aside that time for you.
And there are two of you.
There are two of us.
Okay.
My associate, Pam.
Okay. So both of you can, and you're 8 to 5?
8 to 4:30.
8 to 4:30.
Monday through Fridays.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're not open on the weekend some people would like, but
that's just the way it is.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you believe is the most important thing to remember when you're going through this process?
To me, the most important thing is that person knows that she is not alone, that we're there to help her, that there are resources out there that can help her.
Mm.
She is not alone as she goes through her journey.
Mm.
I can't tell you the number of women who feel they are alone, and some are alone. They don't have the family emotional support they need, and a lot of other areas. So we need them to know that they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 5 years ago, I felt there was a need in our center for a breast cancer support group. And together with one of the social workers, that was created in January 2011.
Really?
And I helped to facilitate that group, which meets, the name of it is Facing Forward Breast Cancer Support Group.
Facing forward. Ah, love it.
We have a mission, and the group meets once a month on the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's from 6 to 7:30, and the women are phenomenal that attend this group.
I'm sure.
Phenomenal.
Strong.
Strong. helping supportive. Each other, supportive. I can't say enough about it.
So you started this group in 2011.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So the fourth Wednesday.
The fourth Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
Except for like July and August, because people are away on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then again in December when it's the holidays. But January through June, we have speakers. We have a doctor's panel.
Really?
We have a nutritionist. We have, like this month coming up, will be yoga for breast cancer.
Oh.
So that's going to be great.
And where do you meet again?
We meet at the Cancer Center on the first floor, the first floor conference room.
Okay. And where did we meet? What was that room that we met in?
We were in the Healing Garden.
The Healing Garden.
Which is beautiful as well.
Behind the cafe.
For our patients. Yes. For our patients to just go and sit, relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the support network is important.
Support is very important.
Yeah. And even if they're getting support elsewhere, it's another avenue.
I don't think you can have enough support.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Right. You can't.
You can't get enough.
No.
And you're just both supportive in general.
We are.
So
Pam and I work very well together. We've been together. I call it that's where we live since the start. We're the same type of person, and we do things the same, and her compassion is just as much as mine. So you have two people with compassion and who are passionate about what they do. And it's so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Compassionate and passionate. I love that.
I do too.
Oh, it is rewarding.
It's very
rewarding. You're taking something and turning it into a real positive for many, many women. So I want to thank you so much. We are out
of
time.
You.
I want to thank Jean with The Boutique for being here today. Again, you can go to southshorehospital.org/theboutique for more information. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.